Forward the circus, by the way.
Okay, today's lunch, my name is Chaim Lutz from Shai Yimash, and the Neil Rift, the best Moshe Israeli, from an Akbar Moshe, should be a Schuss for Shlem, and Chaim Moshe, and Malkin, and Brach, and Sarah Malkin, and Yitzchak, and Fegeldina, and a Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Beis, maybe we'll finish it up today. Sif Vav, Sif Vav and Zion, two very Negeadic halachas. Let's start with Sif Vav. Lo yetzah the Erev Shabbos samach lechashecha. A person's not allowed to go out of his house Erev Shabbos close to the evening. B'machtoi b'yodoi, while he's carrying his needle, v'loi b'kul masai, his quill. Shema yishkach v'yaitzi, once it's already, and they say it's about a half hour before, once it's already close to Shabbos, you shouldn't be going out and carrying anything because you are potentially going to forget and you'll end up carrying it on the street. Okay, so we'll see in what cases this is negeah and what cases is not negeah. Mechaber says, "Av a mutter lotzeis betfillin, you'll have to go out wearing your tefillin, samach l'chashecha, l'fish ein l'shechin, because you won't forget it." So the Mechaber sort of gives us a little bit of a hint over here. He says, we're not allowed to go out carrying something that I might potentially forget. Okay, classic case is I walk out right before Shabbos with something in my pocket, right? I might forget about it, and I'm going to carry, and there's just a rabbin for Amos. But if it's something that I won't forget for whatever reason, I'm carrying something heavy or whatever reason it is that I won't forget, that does not seem to be a problem. Let's see the Mishnah. It's not specifically a needle or a quill. It's anything that you are carrying. Doesn't have to be only in your hand, it's in your pocket. Since that's a normal way of carrying. And you chayev on Shabbos. What's the Mechaber telling us? When it comes to, for those of us, remember at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that when it comes to the Isser of carrying, the Isser Dairaisa, not the Drabanan, the Isser the Dairaisa of carrying on Shabbos, is the derech of carrying. If it's a normal way of carrying something, we spoke about it once in shul, that those of you carry guns, there's some paiskim who say that you should carry your gun upside down on Shabbos. Why? Because that would, you know, for being that there's a hetter to carry it for whatever reason, those are terrible. We're not going to go into the whole shir now, but if you can, carry it chaloi kederech etzah. However, if you're carrying something in your pocket, that is derech etzah, since that is derech etzah, you are not allowed to carry it. Asru lotzis by me based on some of the hashechos. You're not allowed to do that close to the evening. Shema yishkach v'yotzi b'mishatechshach, because you might forget and carry it out. Avol says the mishabura muta lotzis v'shutzaram m'samach l'chashecha b'maicha tatchuva loy b'bigdo. If your needle is stuck into your baggage, why? Mikoyim she'ein derech l'hotzi kein b'chol. In a way that it's not the normal way of carrying something. So in other words, this rule that you can't go out close to the evening carrying something is only if it's derech etzah. But if it's not derech etzah, that if you carried it in that form on Shabbos, it would be potami deraisa. We'll get to that in simin shin aleph. Even though it's awesome, the Chachamim do not make a gzera to a gzera. So basically, now we have two exceptions to the rule. If it's something that you won't forget, then this rule that you can't go out doesn't apply. Rule number two is only if it's a deraisa that you're carrying. If it's a derabbanan that you're carrying, of course, you should be careful and not be over the derabbanan on Shabbos. But this rule, that samach l'chashecha, you're not allowed to go out with it, that does not apply. In our times, says the Mishabur, we'll see this doesn't really necessarily apply. The lacquer is just around Ella Carmelis. Everything was considered a Carmelis. Shari Lotzis, Bechefet Shabiyadi, samach l'chashecha, Hainu Kardim Shkia, you're allowed to go out before Shkia. Why? Because all scenarios of carrying would only be a Drabbanon. And we just said that when it's only a Drabbanon, this Gezera did not apply. The Loyav Ella Gezera, L'Gezera. However, miu ladas harim paiskim v'machaber b'klalom gam b'zman hazeh k'rishus harabim. Many paiskim hold that even b'zman hazeh k'rishus harabim. K'moy shemuk v'sim in shin mem hey, as it we will see in shin mem hey. Lufi masha kosef agrav v'vei right. Also samach l'shkia mamash afil l'karmelis. According to the gra, even to a karmelis, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. So Again, that this heter that we're, everything today is the Rabbanon, that is not really something you rely on. So again, carrying something derech chitzah right before Shabbos, it has to be in a way that you're not going to forget that you're carrying it. If you potentially might forget about it, we have a gezeira, you're not allowed to go out with it. Shema yishkach v'yoytzeh hanu, she yishkach, what does it mean, you're going to might carry it? V'yoytzeh is the chefetz, v'shetech shoshu saram, you're going to continue to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim after it gets dark. Oh, you have any Rishus HaRabim? Or are you going to go 4 hours Rishus HaRabim? So the Mechaber said, but tefillin, you're allowed to. Why? Right, so Lima, but tefillin Sheba Raisha, you're wearing it. But loy, Gezrin Hashem, Yishkach, Melasal, Kamach, Hashaycha, you might forget to take them off. The Yitzarach, as lift nights, be a seer, may Allah, be a seer, may Allah, it comes night, you're going to have to take off your tefillin and carry them in the Rishus HaRabim. As we'll see later on, you can't leave tefillin in the Rishus HaRabim. Kamach, because of Simon Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin, Lefisha, Mistama, and the Sheikh and Bereisha, because you're not going to forget about it. So, Mitzvillim, Mashmesh, Behem, we learned this in Hilchus Tefillin, but also Zir Dait to Mehem. You're never allowed to forget that you're wearing your tefillin. If it's in your hand, it's no different. The Messiah died to him because you don't have to think about it. You're going to forget about it. You might carry. Now, obviously, unloading your car, you're going somewhere for Shabbos, you're not going to forget. So it's not a problem. You're bringing the stuff in. But you decide to go for a walk right before Shabbos, and you're going to go for a 10-minute walk 20 minutes before Shabbos, and you're going to get home. And your plan is to get home, still you shouldn't be carrying things with you because of this Yezera. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Mitzvah, this is very Negea, mitzvah l'mashmish adav b'kelem b'erisamah samach l'chshecha. It's a mitzvah to tap your pockets on your clothes Erev Shabbos before evening. Shalom yeh b'mdavash asalatzis b'Shabbos. There shouldn't be something in there that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishavur. What does that mean? B'kelem b'gadam. Mikol makam shadaki l'shtamish b'hem. And you have to tap your pockets any place that you would normally carry. Kegoin b'kisen aturin loy in the pockets. V'af b'chaguroy in your belt. B'makam shaminin l'nich b'teich v'etzav. If those of you remember these, the be in, inside your belt, you had a little bit of a pocket that you can put your money in to be protected. So you have to check all these places that during the week you potentially would carry. The Shema Yesh from Ezer Dovi Yitzen El Shus Harabim, because there might be something in there and you might carry out Shus Harabim. Oy Shema Yesh Dovi Mukza V'Yitaltla V'Shabbos, there might be something Mukza. So even in your own house, you shouldn't be walking around without checking your pockets before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Nira, do Adim b'Shabbos, and he writes a lot says Chutz L'Erev, that if you live in a place that has an Erev and you want to go outside of the Erev, Uraga Losses, because Dava Mutlatalta, and you're used to carrying things in your pocket, Jasarak Lamashvish, but clearly you have to check your pockets. So let's discuss this a little bit because there's some interesting things over here. The bottom line is you have to go ahead and tap your pockets, check your pockets before you walk out on Shabbos. Even before you walk out, if you're at home and Shabbos is coming, you should check your pockets, make sure there's nothing muksa in it. That's the basics what the Mechaber said. Now, interesting, it's brought down, Rav Chaim Kanievsky never did this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky never did it. Why? Because he never, ever wore his suit, his Shabbos clothes, any time except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. If he went to a wedding, he had wedding suits. He had specifically begotten for Big Day Shabbos, and he obviously never put a tissue in his pocket on Shabbos, which I'm going to get to in a minute. He never wore his suit. The only time he would do this would be Chol HaMoed Shabbos. Chol HaMoed Shabbos, because he wore the suit on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, he would check his pockets, because the rest of the year he never ever wore his suit on Shabbos. Now, as David was motioning before, and it's something that we should be more careful about. Either we got to train ourselves that every time you walk outside, you check your pockets, or never put something in your pocket when you're in your house or in shul. You blow your nose in a tissue, throw the tissue in the garbage. How many times do we go out on the street like, oh, my tissue, I have tissues in my pocket. It happens to us all the time. You have to either, this is what the Mechaber tells us, mitzvah l'mashar shadam l'kelev b'erev Shabbos samach l'sheikh. It's not only erev Shabbos. If you're going out on Shabbos and you may have put something in your pocket, you have to go and check your pockets as well. It is brought down from another gadol, I forget who it is right now. There's another gadol who tainted that he never wore a suit and he would always check his pocket. And 1 week he said he was thinking that I really don't have to. Like Reb Chaim said, I don't have to check my pockets because I never wear my suit during the week. And Lamaisa, he said, hold on, there's a gezeirah, the mitzvah to check. So I'm going to check. And Itaka found a coin in his pocket. He forgot that punk that week he wore his suit during the week. There was something in there. So he said, we see that listening to the gezeirahs of the Chachamim, the commandments of the Chachamim, is something that protects us. And because he chose, even though he thought he certainly didn't have to do it, because he chose that, no, this is the Mechaber says, mitzvah l'mashrish, I'm going to do it. He got saved from not only carrying in Rishus HaRabim, he got saved from carrying Mukta on Shabbos. I did see brought down from one, it says, even us, we wear our suits to a wedding during the week, we should try to be careful about putting things in our pockets. Obviously, you have your wallet in your pockets, not so concerning, because the next day you're going to put on your pants, you're going to take your wallet, you're not going to go out without your wallet. But how many times do we take the place card, if you still go to a simcha with place cards, how many times do we take a place card and put it inside our jacket pocket, and then we, three Shabbosim later, we find it in our jacket pocket. So definitely, it's something that, and not only that, it fits very, very well with what we learned previously, is that the we can be mekayim, the mitzvah of being mechabed and keeping Shabbos the entire week. Why? We prepare the food during the week, and we say this is going to be for Shabbos. We put away things for Shabbos. We think about Shabbos the whole week. The truth is, it's another way that if every time you go to a chasana and after the chasana you come home, you make sure you train yourself, you get used to it, you go ahead and you check all your pockets to make sure that you didn't leave anything in there, so that when it comes Shabbos, and most of us own more than one suit, so we may not even remember that we wore it. You might wear a suit to a chasana, you may not wear that suit on a Shabbos for another 4 or 5 weeks. And then you put on the suit. If we don't train ourselves to check the pockets, then we are going to end up making this mistake and carrying on Shabbos. So certainly, it is a good etzah to check our pockets on before Shabbos. A couple other things: the dirt that you find in your pocket, crumbs and things like that, you don't have to clean it out, and it's not considered carrying for Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman does say that if you have dirt in your shoes, you should try to get it out. But the basic dirt becomes batel to your pocket. And the same topic they discussed, Shlomo Zalman says, if you walk out after you eat and you still have crumbs in your mouth, that's not considered carrying Shabbos. Unless it really bothers you, then it might be a problem. So you should also make sure that obviously you shouldn't go out while you're eating and you still have real pieces of food for many, many different reasons, including Belteshaksu. But you don't have to really worry about if there's a little piece of food stuck between your teeth or something like that. Although Minchas Yitzchak does say that if you could, you should try to be makbid on that. That is all. Right. It does bring down over here, like I said before, that if you're carrying something in right before Shabbos with the intention to bring it in, that's not the gezeira. You're allowed to bring your stuff into your house. It's going out carrying something that you don't necessarily have a plan as to when you're putting it down, right? So if you go and there's stuff in your pocket and you might forget about it, that's your concern. You're unloading your car, you're bringing your things in, or you're bringing food in or taking things out. That's not really where the issue is. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amir Hashem, we start a new sugya tomorrow.